The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Char Josh. There's Char Chuck. Char Jerry's here, too. And we're just paying around. And this is Short Stuff.
Is that off the top of your head? Please tell me you don't pre-script these.
No, not something that terrible.
Okay.
No.
I see, like, furiously scribbling now.
Right. He's crossing it out, yeah.
You want to talk Sharpay?
Yeah, I do. I Char do.
It sounds like, you got to stop. It sounds like, and I didn't look it up, but Sharpay's sounds wrong. And it just seems like the plural Sharpay is probably Sharpay.
That's what I take it as, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and it came from China originally, the Sharpay breed did.
And yeah, this is a dog, by the way.
Yeah, we should probably say that. I think every single person who's ever been familiar with dogs is also familiar with Sharpay because they're one of the most unique and unusual looking dogs on the planet because they have huge floppy folding skin flaps all over their head and neck and shoulders that differentiates them from basically every other dog. They make bloodhounds hang their jowls in shame. They have that many folds and flaps of skin.
That's right. And by the way, this comes from Patty Rasmussen at HowStuffWorks.com. Mm-hmm. And you said it came from China originally, the breed. And in Chinese, it translates to sand skin.
The plural of translate is translate.
To sand skin, and a fully grown Sharpay is, you know, they're pretty big, between 45 and 60 pounds, mm-hmm. a couple of feet tall. Those folds, like you said, are unmistakable. They're kind of light brownish in color, although they can be apparently up to 17 different shades and different colors.
Yeah, they also have a really prominent, big, stout muzzle, too, that really fits them. It seems appropriate to the rest of their body size, but it's also unique. But you only notice the muzzle after you notice all the skin folds. And then after you notice the muzzle, you'll notice they have these tiny little kind of soft eyes that are made even softer by the huge flaps and folds of skin hanging around them. They just kind of have this sweet kind of droopy look about them that makes you want to just come up and just, you know?
Yeah, and as we'll see here in a few minutes, all the skin action around the eyes can cause a lot of problems, sadly.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like it's super cute and super sweet, but the dog's like, please call the police.
Right. So let's talk about these folds. They actually interviewed for this article, Patty Rasmussen interviewed Dr. Kirsten Lindblad Toe mm-hmm. of Uppsala University in Sweden. Mm-hmm. That's some pretty good digging.
Yeah, for sure.
And apparently Dr. Lindblad Toe knows all about these folds and where they come from. And it comes from something called hyaluronan. And this is like a gel. It's described as a gel around the cells in the skin. Mm-hmm. And Sharpays just have a lot of this stuff accumulating basically in the skin.
And that may sound familiar to you if you have anything like a skincare regime, because hyaluronic acid is having a real moment right now and has for a few years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But this is the actual stuff that kind of pads and makes the cells kind of floppy and elastic and gives them kind of buoyancy and bounciness and vibrancy and youth and cover girl and all that stuff. And all of it is produced at bottom by the hyaluronic acid synthase 2 gene. And it turns out that Sharpay dogs, no, Chuck, now that I was about to say it, I think Sharpay's work.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Sharpay's
no.
work. So the Sharpays have hyaluronic synthase 2 genes basically on steroids.
That's right. And so you're getting way too much accumulation of it, and that's what produces the wrinkles. It's really, they figured it out, mm-hmm. and this is the kind of thing that Sharpay lovers love. They buy these dogs for a lot of money, mm-hmm. And if you want to know, I guess maybe we'll take a break and we'll tell you a little bit about the breed and what they're like as dogs.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are they like, Josh? You got 8 sharp A's.
That's true. Each one more cuddly than the last.
That's right.
No, I have one Momo, and she is in no way sharp A, although she is Shih Tzu, so I guess she's, you know, from the same homeland to an extent.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. So the Shar Pei is apparently it's a good dog if you're looking for a loyal dog that doesn't really play well with other dogs and doesn't like strangers. That seems to be one of the big tenets of the Shar Pei breed.
Yeah, it is a big tenet. And, you know, I'm sure we'll hear from Shar Pei owners that will either kind of verify this or tell us, like, we've got it all wrong because their dog is nothing like this. But one thing you're going to want to be accustomed to and up for is maybe a little more vet care than you would your average mutt street dog. Because Shar Pei, because of the unique situation with the HAS2 gene, there can be a lot of there's sort of a host of problems that can happen to the Shar Pei.
Yeah. And
a lot of them have to do with the eyes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it ultimately goes back to the skin folds. Like, so the eyes themselves can have all sorts of problems. But if you really kind of look into it, it seems to be from skin pressing up against the eyes, coming in contact with the eyes. There's one where the dog can actually go blind from the skin just pressing on his or her retina for so long. There's also like because they have that kind of sand skin, it's kind of, you know, coarse, a fold of that turned inward onto their cornea over probably a very brief amount of time is going to damage their cornea. And that's another issue you can have. So just from skin coming in contact with the eyes, but they also have other stuff that like the eyes themselves can just be kind of weak or unsturdy. And that's just one very common widespread problem that Shar Peis have. They also have a lot of genetic disorders too. And again, it has to do with hyaluronic acid.
Oh, is the fever disease linked to that too?
That's what I took it as, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see that. The study does link that gene. It is called periodic fever disease. They sometimes even call it familial Shar Pei fever. And it seems to just come out of nowhere. The dog will get feverish and sort of listless. And apparently that hyaluronan, geez, is to blame for this periodic disease, as well as some like autoimmune issues.
Yeah. And then there's also Sharpei autoinflammatory disease, or SPADE with an I. And it has all sorts of stuff in addition to fever, arthritis, dermatitis, ear infections, organ infections, just a whole host of problems. And again, it has to do with that mutation that, you know, leads to these skin flaps that's been selected to for more and more over generations and generations of Sharpeis. I guess the breeders had no idea that they were also selecting for the most genetically unsound of the bunch too, as far as this disorder, this autoimmune disorder goes.
Yeah, it's sort of like the bulldogs
mm-hmm.
Having like trouble breathing. Even
right.
They've been bred so their noses have been bred so smashed up against their face.
I remember reading not that long ago, Chuck, that I believe in the 19th century the bulldogs had a reputation like pit bulls have today, that they were brutal, vicious dogs, and there was a big public outcry about them as a breed to basically just destroy the entire breed. And to avoid that, bulldog breeders bred them. They started selecting them to be way more mellow, way less physically capable of like violence, and just generally nicer and happier. And so we have the bulldog today, which basically in no way resembles the bulldog of the 19th century.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
We should do something on the pit bull at some point, too, because those were nanny dogs. Pit bulls are great.
Okay.
Love those dogs. I've had those dogs. Mm. So as far as a Sharpei being a good dog in the house, like you said, they are very loyal. So they're great in that aspect. The AKC says that, you know, the puppies might be better if you have older kids, so they might be a little rambunctious.
Mm-hmm.
They're really smart. They're pretty independent, but they are loyal. I think initially they were hunters and guard dogs. So, you know, they're going to take some training. They do suggest obedience training, and that they typically aren't great with other dogs and strangers. So it sounds like one of those breeds where you kind of got your hands full. If you're a Sharpei lover, I'm sure that you know what you're getting into, but they sound like they're not the easiest dog to have.
No, but I have a feeling that if you are a Sharpei lover, you don't care and love them
sure.
entirely. So that's cool.
Exactly. They're interesting looking animals, I will say that.
Yeah, you did a call out for Sharpei owners, so I want to second that. If you have a Sharpei, tell us all about your dog. We want to hear.
Please do.
And in the meantime, we're just going to say that Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.